Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 10, The Discussion Between Jadabharata and Maharaj Rahugana. Part 2, Jadabharata Enlightens King Rahugana. Part 1. Shukadev Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. Thinking himself a king, Rahugana was in the bodily conception and was influenced by material nature's modes of passion and ignorance. Due to madness, Rahugana chastised Jadabharata with uncalled for and contradictory words. Jadabharata was a topmost devotee and the dear abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although considering himself very learned, King Rahugana did not know about the position of an advanced devotee situated in devotional service, nor did Rahugana know the characteristics. Jadabharata was the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Jadabharata always carried the form of the Lord within his heart. Jadabharata was the dear friend of all living beings, and he did not entertain any bodily conception. Jadabharata therefore smiled and spoke the following words to King Rahugana just for his benefit. My dear king and hero, whatever you have spoken sarcastically is certainly true. Actually, these are not simply words of chastisement, for the body is the carrier. The load carried by the body does not belong to me, for I am the spirit soul. There is no contradiction in your statements, because I am different from my body. I am not the carrier of the palanquin. The body is the carrier. Certainly, as you have hinted, I have not labored carrying the palanquin, for I am detached from the body. O king, you have said that I am not stout and strong, and these words are befitting a person who does not know the distinction between the body and the soul. The body may be fat or thin, but no learned man would say such things about the spirit soul. As far as the spirit soul is concerned, I am neither fat nor skinny. So therefore you are correct when you say that I am not very stout. Also, if the object of this journey and the path leading there were mine, there would be many troubles for me. But because they relate not to me, but to my body, well then there is no trouble at all. Fatness, thinness, bodily and mental distress, thirst, hunger, fear, disagreement, desires for material happiness, old age, sleep, attachment for material possessions, anger, lamentation, illusion, and identification of the body with the self. All of these are but transformations of the material covering of the spirit soul. A person absorbed in the material bodily conception is affected by all these things. But I am free from all bodily conceptions. Consequently, I am neither fat nor skinny, nor anything else you have mentioned. My dear king, unnecessarily you have accused me of being dead, though alive. In this regard, I can only say that this is the case everywhere, because everything material has its beginning and end. As far as you're thinking that you are king and master, and thus are trying to order me, well, this is also incorrect, because these positions are temporary. Today, you are king, and I am your servant. But tomorrow, these positions may be changed, for you may be my servant, and I may be your master. So these are temporary circumstances created by providence. Still, my dear king, if you think that you are the king and that I am your servant, then you should order me, and I should follow your order. I can then say that this differentiation is temporary and expands only from usage or convention, for I do not see any other cause. So in that case, who is the master and who is the servant? Everyone is being forced by the laws of material nature. Therefore, no one is master and no one is servant. Nonetheless, if you think that you are the master and that I am the servant, I shall accept this. Please order me. What can I do for you? My dear king, you have said,
"You rascal! You dull, crazy fellow! I am going to chastise you. Then you will come to your senses."
In this regard, let me say that although I live like a dull, deaf, and dumb man, actually I am a self-realized person. So what will you gain by punishing me? And if your calculation is true, and I am a madman, well then your punishment will be like beating a dead horse. There will be no effect. When a madman is punished, he is not cured of his madness. Recorded April 3, 2024, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Matulyo nasti papadma Naparadhi cha kashchana Pariharepi lajame King Bruve Purushottama Swagatange namastubhyam Brahman Kinkara Vamate Brahmarshinam Tapasakshan Manye Twara Vapur Taram Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedhase Sarva-bhutadi vasaya shantaya brihate
Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Adya me nimrito deho, yaivarto digata prabho. What pada bhajo bhagavan vapu param advanaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namastubhyam Bhagavati Brahmane Param Atmane Nayatra Sruyate Maya Loka Shrishti Vikalpana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namaste Vasudevaya, Namasang Nayacha Prajunayani Ludhaya Chubhyam Bhagavate Namaha. Narayanaya Rishaye Purushaya Mahatmane Vishvesvaraya Vishvaya Sarva Bhutatmane Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare
Bali Maharaj then prayed to Lord Vamana. O Brahmana, I offer you my hearty welcome and my respectful obeisances. Please let us know what we may do for you, for we think of you as the personified austerity of the great Brahmana sages. Shukadeva Goswami prays, O Lord Vasudeva, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation. You live as the Supersoul in everyone's heart, and you are smaller than the smallest. Yet you are greater than the greatest, and you are all-pervading. You appear completely silent, having nothing to do. But this is due to your all-pervading nature and your fullness in all opulences. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Sri Varuna Deva said, O my Lord Krishna, now my body has fulfilled its function. Indeed, the goal of my life is now achieved. O Lord, those who accept your lotus feet can transcend the path of material existence. My obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Soul, within whom there is no trace of the illusory energy which orchestrates the creation of this world. Sri Karabhajana replied to Maharaj Nimi, O Supreme Lord Vasudeva, obeisances unto you and to your forms of Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, all obeisances unto you. O Lord Narayana Rishi, O Creator of the universe, O best of all personalities, O Master of this cosmos, O original form of the universe, O Supersoul of all created entities, all homage unto you. In the dead of night, the two brothers, the Birakas and Sakara Malik, went to see Lord Chaitanya incognito. First they met Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, who told Lord Chaitanya that they had come to see him. In great humility, both the brothers took bunches of straw between their teeth, and each, binding a cloth around the neck, fell down like rods before Lord Chaitanya. Upon seeing Sriman Mahaprabhu, the two brothers were overwhelmed with joy, and out of humility, they began crying. Sriman Mahaprabhu then asked them to get up, assuring them of all good fortune. The two brothers got up, and again, taking straw between their teeth, humbly offered prayers with folded hands. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most merciful savior of the fallen souls. All glories to the Supreme Personality. Dear sir, we belong to the lowest class of men, and our associates and employment are also of the lowest type. Therefore, we cannot introduce ourselves to you, for we feel very much ashamed standing here before you. Dear Lord, let us inform you that no one is more sinful than us, nor is there any offender like us. And even if we wanted to mention our sinful activities, immediately we would become ashamed. And what to speak of giving them up?